Although a lot of the negotiations may be going on behind closed doors, there actually seems to be some movement on the farm bill. And American Farm Bureau's policy director Dale Moore now looks more optimistically at the fact that we might just pass a farm bill before the end of this calendar year.
We were excited last week when we saw the House and Senate Farm Bill Conference have its official kickoff. There's going to be some tough issues they sort out. But the great news is the House and Senate Agriculture Committees are now sitting down, sorting out the differences between their two bills. So rather than being glass half full, half empty, I want to say right now I'm looking at the glass as three quarters full, and it's not a matter of if, but just how quickly they can get this done.
Even the House Ag Committee chair, who is the chair of the conference, Frank Lucas, says he does expect opposing sides to find some common ground on the farm bill and feels they might move ahead and get the job done because, in his opinion, it's time to do so.
It's time to work out all the details. I think we can do that, even with less money to spend. But remember, the fundamental principle that I offered all my colleagues back east, farm bills are still about making sure we have enough to eat and enough fiber to wear.
Well, price is all about supply and demand. And according to Edward Gregory, he says the latest export figures are encouraging that maybe demand will hold up enough that even though we're looking at a record crop for corn, we could be able to stabilize the price.
We're watching the export sales. We finally have USDA information again. We're looking at the export sales numbers, and they've actually been very strong for all of the major commodities, corn, soybeans, and wheat. And then on the flip side, we have the harvest pressure going on. The corn and beans are coming off right now. Everybody's trying to figure out what kind of yields are we getting. We tend to see prices soften as we go through harvest, but we, on the flip side, have been getting some really good export numbers.
And those export numbers aren't limited just to commodities. It's been a very good export year for dairy as well.
Last year, we had a record export levels of U.S. dairy products, both in terms of volume and value. And this year looks like it'll be another record. We sent 15% of our U.S. milk production into international markets last year. That's going to continue to grow in the future.
Speaking of dairy prices, blacks remained at $1.90¼ per pound, barrels $1.87, while AA butter now up to $1.56 a pound. Class 3 prices, November up 6 to $18.91, December tops at $18.15, and January up 3 cents to $17.27. Board of Trade, we continue a lower trend. December corn off a penny and a half, 4.24¾¢. March drops a penny and three quarters to 4.35¼¢ per bushel. Beans for November off 6 at 12.58. March down to 12.34½¢ per bushel. And December wheat down 5¾ at 6.57. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 72 to 92. Most of the slaughter cows, 53 to 71. Fed cattle, choice beef, steers, and heifers, 111 to 125. Holstein steers, 98 to 109. Replacement bull calves, $95 to $2. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. Butcher hogs, 60 to 70, with the feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 35 to 50. Feeder lambs, 145 and down. The market lambs, top at 150 and down. And that is your lowdown on agricultural prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.